Hi everyone. Thank you for checking out my submission to the Siftio Cube Experimental Gameplay Project. My game is called Lost in Space, in which, as the player, you'll indirectly control the avatar by applying forces to their world using the Siftio Cubes as a conduit. The idea I wanted to convey was that these Siftio Cubes are a window to the avatar's world. While you can apply forces to the astronaut, the indirect controls keep you at an observer's status. These forces act as a guide for where you would like the astronaut to go. As you can see, the game is currently set up as a platformer, with these platformers here, but I also developed a flick system that allows you as the player to apply forces to the avatar. By clicking the cube, shifting it in the direction where you would like the astronaut to move, and then re-clicking the cube, the astronaut will be pushed with a force that correlates to the change in the accelerometer. Alright, let me demonstrate. If you only apply a small diagonal movement to the cube, the player will do a bunny hop. And as we approach the second platform, we apply a larger force to get the astronaut higher. Keep in mind that while the astronaut is floating, it's always possible to add more force to change their direction. Another important feature I worked on is the cube independence. What I mean by cube independence is that while you can touch cubes together as neighbors in order to get adjacent views of the world, you can also move the views of the cubes independent of one another to get a better perspective on the critical points in the game, such as jumping over a black hole, as will be shown in just a moment. As the astronaut approaches the black hole, you'll need to apply the correct amount of force to leap over it. Too little, and you'll get sucked in. Too much, and you'll fly off into outer space. By positioning the cubes properly, we get a good view of both our destination as well as the path we need to take in order to avoid the black hole. While this prototype shows many of the key features of the game, I'm hoping I'll be selected for the next round in order to implement a few other features that would be easier to code with Siftio cubes in hand. One feature is an improved flick system where the astronaut is flicked as soon as the player releases their finger off the cube. Another feature is the addition of rotation to the mechanics. Rotation would really give the feeling of being lost in space, but would need careful consideration in order to be intuitive to use. Thank you for playing my game Lost in Space, and I hope you enjoyed the concept. My name is Dennis McRogan. Have a good day.